From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The leaders of the Eurozone's two largest economies, Germany and France, say they respect Greek voters' rejection of the terms of an international bailout. The German chancellor and French president say the door remains open to talks with the Athens government. But as NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports, both leaders also say that time is short for the sides to reach a deal.
The leaders' meeting in Paris set the tone for an emergency summit in Brussels on Tuesday. But while President François Hollande says it is important for Europe to show solidarity with Greece, Chancellor Angela Merkel stresses it is time for Athens to take responsibility. She says no new money will be sent to Greece for now either. Merkel says conditions needed to start talks for a bailout aren't there at the moment. Meanwhile, the European Central Bank says it is keeping the level of emergency credit to Greek banks unchanged. That means things will only get worse for Greek account holders. Soraya Sahardi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
The South Carolina Senate advanced a bill today that would move the Confederate battle flag off the State House grounds. Michael Tomsic from member station WFAE reports the flag could come down later this week.
A few state senators argued the Confederate flag should keep flying because it's a symbol of history and heritage. Democratic Senator Joel Lurie says while he understands some South Carolinians hold that point of view,
it is also a flag that brings back horrible memories of slavery, and again is now used frequently as a symbol of hatred and bigotry.
For those reasons, Lurie and the overwhelming majority of state senators voted to move it from the Capitol grounds to a nearby museum. They have one more vote before the state house takes up the measure. For NPR News, I'm Michael Thompson.
President Obama met with officials at the Pentagon today. The meetings come after a series of airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in eastern Syria over the weekend. The president says the U.S. is in need of a complete strategy for properly training Iraqi troops to fight back against the self-declared Islamic State group, also known as ISIL.
And over the past year, we've seen that when we have an effective partner on the ground, ISIL can be pushed back.
The president also says the U.S. will continue to crack down on the Islamic State's illicit finance operations around the world. Hundreds of residents are being urged to leave their homes in Bayview, Idaho, because of a fast-moving wildfire. Mary Cameron is among them. She told KXLY television that many people are just waiting and wondering.
Everybody's just trying to be encouraging. You know, and some people just left because there's nothing we can do.
The blaze has so far destroyed six homes. Bayview is a small recreation and fishing destination in the Idaho Panhandle. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 46 points, the Nasdaq down 17. This is NPR. Pope Francis has given the first big outdoor mass of his South American trip. John Otis reports hundreds of thousands braved the tropical heat in the Ecuadorian city of Guayaquil to hear him speak.
Many in the crowd wore Pope Francis t-shirts and baseball caps. The first South American pope, Francis has made waves by addressing subjects like divorce, homosexuality, and climate change. But on this trip to three of South America's poorest countries, he's focusing on poverty and inequality. In his homily, Francis spoke of the importance of family unity in solving the world's problems. After another mass on Tuesday, the pope will move on to Bolivia and Paraguay. For NPR News, I'm John Otis, Guayaquil, Ecuador.
Roger Federer is back in the men's quarterfinals at Wimbledon. The seven-time champion says he's satisfied with his play so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good run now. I'm happy to be back in the quarters here. This is really when it gets much more interesting, when you can look ahead a little bit without doing that too much, because obviously every opponent's going to get tougher and tougher.
Federer lost in last year's final to Novak Djokovic. He needs one more Wimbledon title to break the record he holds with other former tennis greats. On the women's side, Serena Williams has advanced to the women's quarterfinals after she defeated her older sister Venus 6-4, 6-3. The five-time Wimbledon champ is on track to a Grand Slam after she won the first two majors of the year. Madison Keys and Coco Vandeweghe also won. This is NPR News in Washington.